Blog Talk Radio.
The song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
Hello, this is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'm coming to you this Wednesday, November 4th. And our Bible study for tonight is on love. Before we begin, we want to definitely have prayer and just spend a moment just praying for people and just remembering those who might be sick and shut in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your kindness, and your grace. We ask you to cover us from the crown of your head, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. We thank you for how good you have been to us, how much you have blessed us, and how you continue to bless us, God. We thank you for all that you've done, Lord, how you brought us out, how you've seen us through many storms, many situations, many circumstances, God. We thank you for how you've covered us, Lord. We thank you for how you've shielded and protected us, how you've kept our families, kept our loved ones, God. Then we thank you, Lord, for how you've given us strength, Lord. When we thought we were weak and couldn't make it, Lord, you have given us strength. You've given us the withal to go the extra mile, go the extra day, God. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for how you continue to cover us, continue to protect us in the world that we live in, which is full of destruction, full of turmoil, and full of chaos, God. You still find it to keep us and to cover us and to shield us. We thank you for that hedge of protection around us, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to continue to bless those, bless the sick and shut in. Lord, we send out a special prayer to our own Sister Verdell, who is shut in right now. God, we ask you to cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, God. Shield her. Give her a continued swift recovery, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bless D'Angelo and his family, the Goodwin family in Philadelphia, Lord, as they're going through a bereavement, God. We ask you to shield them and to cover them, Lord, and to protect them and to give them strength in this trying time, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then those who are going through here in the city of Charlotte, there have been so many killings, God. We ask you to cover those families, cover those loved ones. Lord, while we only get a snapshot of what's going on through the news, there are lives that have to continue on. Children who have lost parents, God, loved ones who have been taken away, Lord, we ask you to shield them and cover them and protect them even now in your precious name. Lord, we look to you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, Father. You are strength. You are our redeemer. When we can't depend on anyone else, we surely can depend on you. We trust you. We lean on you, God, and we depend on you. And we ask you to keep us all until the day of redemption. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. I'm coming to you today from the book of Luke. For those of you who might listen to the archives, because I know some of you are missing it, I'm on the line now, and I see some of you who are usually here are not here. So if you happen to listen to the archives, I want you to know that I missed you and hope that you will faithfully tune in on Wednesday night. So tonight I'm coming from the 6th chapter of Luke, beginning at the 27th verse. And this month we're going to be talking about love. This one is on loving your enemies. Hallelujah. Verse 27 says, "But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on the cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you." I'm going to pause right there. Isn't it funny how this scripture comes in after all of this? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And some of us really have that scripture twisted, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Verse 32, "If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you?" Do y'all hear what the Lord is saying? If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, What credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. My God, it says, love your enemies and lend to them. Woo, somebody just want to say, help me, Holy Ghost. No wonder ain't nobody on the line tonight. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. My Lord, my Lord. So that scripture, he sums it up. He's telling us this is why he wants us to do it. He says, if you love your enemies, do good to them and lend to them without expecting back, then your reward will be great. My goodness. So this is why we have to do it. So you can get a great reward. You'll be children of the Most High. And why most of all? Because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. So he's kind and grateful to all, and kind and grateful to all, and merciful, excuse me, to all of us. To all of us. And so he's saying when we lend and expect something in return, that's not really showing any type of love or kindness. When we do good just to those who do good to us, that's not really showing any type of love or kindness. And I want to let you know, church, that this is a good message. This is a powerful message. And I might have to come back with this again next week. But I'm just asking you to read this, read Luke, the 6th chapter, and beginning at the 27th verse, and just sort of let it marinate. You know, I could add a lot to it, but I want you to just let it sink in, and we're going to talk about this again next week. Luke 6, 27. Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, and bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Y'all know that's hard to do. Don't even try to pretend like it's not, because it is hard to do. So we're asking God to even bless and give us the strength to even just live out this passage of Scripture. This is Pastor Kim coming to you on Wednesday at 6:30 for Bible study and prayer. I love you with the love of the Lord, and I pray that God continues to bless you. And I'm going to sign off tonight. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
I love it.
Thank you. Well, don't worry about it. I just asked the question. You know, it's not that big of a deal if you didn't. She's not going to say nothing anyway, huh? She do. She got to see me. Hey, Jimmy, how you doing? I'm calling you. I'm trying to reach Miss Darlene. Tell her I said happy birthday. Where's she at?
Oh, it's you. Hello?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Miss Darlene. Happy birthday to you. How you doing? Oh, my goodness. Tell them I said hi.
Okay. Hello.
So, how does it feel to be? How does it feel to be younger?
No difference.
I know that's right. After so many years, you stopped counting. I did.
Man.
I said after so many years, I stopped counting. The prayer from Wednesday night Bible study, so I was like, let me
well,
tell
you.
I know you did. That's what I said. I figured that.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday to you. I'm not gonna hold you. I'm gonna let you go ahead.
All right, thank you.
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Love you. Bye bye.
And babe, everybody wanted Chinese food tonight. That's what I wanted to call, but I didn't know the name. The store was so crowded. That Chinese store right there by Harris Teeter. Yeah, it was damn packed. I mean, not like that, but it was crowded. It was about 4 or 5. Yeah, it is, but I didn't want any Italian. I hadn't had Chinese in a long time. Yeah. Feeling okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, check in probably like 3. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. That's
the game plan. I'm going to eat, you know, upstairs and throw a couple clothes in there.
Nothing in your head.
I don't have a little bit of money.
You can take care of it. I don't have anything. I don't get paid to this. And I've already stopped paying bills. So.
Right, and I got my own. And I'm going to do not have my card. Okay,
and the bills here started on the 1st. And I've just been trying to pay him. Well, so.
I don't know.
I haven't said anything. I'm just doing what I got to do, you know. But I just want you to be careful.
appreciation.
Right. And you need to eat and get up to the phone. You need to, as soon as you get up to the bed after. Can you let them get back yet?
Mm-mm.
Talk to them?
No, I thought I was going to talk to them. So that's my talk to them.
You be fair?
Hmm?
We're going to talk about that right now because you're going to get up to work.
Sleep tonight, so that's what I'm not even making a big deal about. But I want you to get some sleep.
Okay.
I need to go on a vacation.
I missed that.
Well, we'll be going.
I know we're going to Florida.
Going to Florida. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to tell you. Talk to you. We got, today's the 4th. When you find that mail for me, I won't be able to give it to them until I get back.
Well, you, between I got the mail ready for you.
Okay.
So it'll be ready when you get back. I ain't wondering about that part.
Because we got, well, the first set of furniture is coming. The second set that I ordered, it's not going to come until I get them that mail. Hopefully it'll come on the 14th. She said both of them would.
We'll be
I emailed the guy.
We're not worried about no furniture. We're worried about getting you packed, and we're worried about getting you up for us.
I know.
I don't want to talk about anything else right now until I hear you say you where you need to be and you're happy and you're comfortable. I don't want to talk about anything else right now, okay?
Okay. All right.
That's all that matters to me. Come in, Natalie. I got to go out of town for a couple of days.
I'm going to Greensboro for my job, a math conference, so I can be a better math teacher. At least that's what they said. Plus all day Thursday and Friday.
Wow.
I know. I basically went, I went to, go to school.
So, you guys are leaving tonight?
Yeah, I'm leaving tonight because I'm going to check in. It's in Greensboro. Some people are leaving like 6 in the morning. I'm not a morning person, so I need to leave tonight.
I mean, you start with me in the morning.
Okay. Can you guys please give me a big hug before you leave?
I'll give you a hug every morning. I'll
give you a big hug.
What do you want to say to her?
Huggy.
Where's your key?
My key?
Mm-hmm.
Did you find out about the leotard? If it was long or short?
She told me not to ask about it. She told me not to ask about it, like, for Friday today. Oh,
what's her name?
Miss Gray.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to call it it.
Okay.
I'm not going to say anything bad.
I want you to get ready, though.
Okay.
Yeah, just put that plate up and that thing and that thing.
Thank you.
I saw your wallpaper.
You saw my wallpaper.
What's your wallpaper?
You know them pictures are.
You need to do what you need to do.
Okay.
I won't be asleep until I know you where you need to go.
Thank you. I'm saying thank you because that's what I need.
Okay.
Somebody to help me keep it moving.
Can we help do anything?
No, I'm just going back a couple minutes. You know, I'm coming back Friday.
I know, but still.
They're fluffy, but not there.
What?
big puppy. Can I be up there and walk?
I'm calling as soon as you go out the door. Come on now. In the bee. Smell her. Because she in the bee. Smell her. I'm nasty like that. Get it. Smell
her.
I'm smelling another woman. You smelling a woman to let that smell her.
I'm shutting down.
What you take? You taking this with you?
No. I'm taking my tablet. I'm not taking that.
All right. Come on. I can't help you pack because I don't know what you're trying to carry. But
I'm taking a travel bag.
Okay.
That was good Chinese food. I'm going to shoot off that. Never
like that's the one we got on
sale in front of our one district. Yeah. Aristina. That's a southern restaurant, a southern.
Southern Hair Teeter.
I think so.